already in progress.
And that you don't know what to do. And since you, somebody done threw something at you and you don't know how to come back at them intelligently, you result with one of them words. Thinking that look cute in the front of your friends, in front of your peers. But I'm trying to tell you that, praise God, if you allow the Spirit of God to speak to your mind, your prayer every day ought to get up and say, Lord, this is a new day. This is a new day in my life. I want your Spirit to lead me today. See, you when you ask Christ into your life, the Spirit is going to come in. But you know you have to be renewed every day. Every day you get up, you have to ask him to come on. Lord, give me, just fill me a little bit more today. Give me enough strength on the inside of me so that when my friends start, we were talking about telling them jokes this morning in Sunday school, that so that when they start talking those jokes and when they start talking under people's clothes, I won't be there laughing and kidding along with them. Praise God, I'm gonna have enough intestinal fortitude. I'm talking about spiritual intestinal fortitude. If you don't know what that is, that's backbone. Praise God, to say if that's the way you're going to talk, if that's the way you're going to act, praise God, then you don't really need my friendship. I'm going to walk away and I'm going to go to the library somewhere and I'm going to read. I'm trying to talk to some young folk here today. Praise God, because I hear some stuff coming out of y'all mouths, praise God, that will make the literal hair stand up on your head. Praise God, you ought not talk like that. I'm talking about being free. Praise God. And we are to grow in grace. And that's what faith will do. Praise God, especially when we have the indwelling Spirit of the God, Lord God, on the inside of us. Praise God. We need to have that control over our vocabulary. We ought to have the control over our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about being free. I'm going to get where I got to go. Amen. Finally, we are free to live as members of God's family. And you see, when we live as members of God's family, praise God, we are going to want to do those things, praise God, that are pleasing to God. Let's look at what Paul said in Galatians 3. Verse 26 through 29. We talked a little bit about this at Wednesday night Bible study. He says, for ye are all children of God by what? Faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been what? Baptized into Christ, have what? Put on Christ. That there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye all are one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to a promise. I got to tell you something. There's a great benefit, praise God, in being a member of God's family. Amen. You see, when we put on Christ Jesus, praise God, and we put on him, praise God, we are in some pretty good company. Oh, yes, we are some pretty good company, especially when we start looking at the characteristics of God's family. First of all, let me just run some of them down to you real quick. You see, when we are in God's family, we are all equal. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? Let me just run down the laundry list of some things that means. First of all, that means that none of us has a vested right. Praise God. No one is above or better than the other. It means that there are no big I's and no little U's. It means that Your opinion is just as great as my opinion. Just because I stand up here doesn't mean that my opinion is any greater than your opinion. Because we are all one in this thing called the body of Christ. It means that the congregation, praise God, is to be the church. There's no such thing as a pastor's church, a deacon's church, a deaconess church. We all make up the congregation of this church. That's what being in Christ Jesus is all about. Praise God. It means, as Paul says, praise God, in Romans the 12th chapter and verse 10, when he says, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one and to another. Amen. I am my brother's keeper. I am my sister's keeper. Praise God. It doesn't mean that I look down my nose, praise God, at my brother because he happens to have fallen, praise God, down in the gutter. Amen. Don't you know that we all are vulnerable to fall in the gutter? Amen. And when you have a brother or a sister who have fallen down, you have no right whatsoever to turn your nose at them. Amen. Galatians 6 chapter verses 1 through 3 tells us that, brethren, if a man is overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, look at your neighbor right now and ask your neighbor a question. Are you spiritual? Amen. Now, I want you to answer that question to that person. Just ask you, are you spiritual? If you're spiritual, say, yes, I'm spiritual. Amen. Look what the Bible tells us. If a brethren is overtaken in a fault, he says, ye which are spiritual. Now, y'all just said that you are spiritual. It says, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, that thou also be tempted. And look what it goes on to say. It says, bear ye one another's what? Burden. And so fulfill what? The law of Christ. For if a man, and I'm going to slash something there, a woman, if a man thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, Bible tells me that you're deceiving yourself. I'm just trying to talk about being free at last. Amen. So when we look at this text, what Paul was trying to tell that church at Galatia, praise God, just like he's trying to tell us today, praise God, that we are free at last, and that we are free at last. But the only way that we could be free, praise God, we have to have faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I know that this is a Black History Month. And believe me, I have studied the plight of Black people. Amen. I have looked at the plight of Black people as far as the Bible can take me, and as far as history can take me. And I have looked at our struggle and how we got our freedoms today. Amen. And when I look at how we've gotten our freedoms today, I'm not naive enough to believe that our freedoms only came through persons who was of my color. There were a whole lot of people who were involved in the freedoms that we have today. And if you would just give me about another 2 minutes, I believe that I can run some things down to us today. You see, when I look at our struggle as African Americans, and I go back through the annals of history, I can see the hand of God moving on our behalf. Somebody say, how in the world can you do that? Praise God, I see that in this country that we live in, praise God, that God caused a little war to break out, praise God, around April the 12th, 1861. I'm talking about a war that was called the Civil War. And I see how he used this war to help us in our plight for freedom. I can see how things were not going as well as they wanted them to go in that war. And I see how the Lord God moved upon the hearts and the minds of people. He moved on the heart and the mind of a president by the name of Abraham Lincoln, a man who had no thought in the initial process to free black folk, but a man who saw at that time to reunify a nation. But the God that we serve, the God that wanted to bring everlasting freedom to all men, praise God, moved in the hearts of that man. Because if I look at the battles in the Civil War, praise God, things were going bad for the North. Hallelujah. You see, the Union Army didn't have a great victory. And what Lincoln needed, he needed a victory. Praise God for the Northern Army. And what happened, hallelujah, on the 12th of September, 1862, the Northern Army got the great victory that it needed. And that was at the Battle of Antietam. And 5 days later, Abraham Lincoln, praise God, God moved on his mind. Praise God. And on September the 22nd, 1862, Lincoln sat down and he wrote what was his second Emancipation Proclamation. And he said that God had moved upon his life and that he had made a promise to his master that he would free the slaves. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad this morning, praise God, that on January the 1st, 1863, he signed the Emancipation Proclamation. But let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters, that did not end slavery at that time, but it was a turning point in the history of black folk. Somebody say, why do you say that? Because it was only after the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation that blacks were allowed to fight in the army. You see, it was the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation that Lincoln did one other thing. He opened the doors for black folk. I'm talking about your ancestors and my ancestors to fight in the Union Army. And they were able, praise God, to fight for their freedom. Hallelujah. And because of their ability to fight, praise God, some 2 years later, in the year 1865, in the month of December, we get the 13th Amendment of the United States Constitution that was ratified on that day. And slavery as